Today's podcast is sponsored by CISO. CISO is comedy AF. Get unlimited access to CISO original series, next day late night, hilarious stand-up specials, all of SNL, and much more. And get 1 month for free with promo code RHAP at checkout. That's CISO.com, S-E-E-S-O.com, with promo code RHAP for 1 month of comedy for comedy nerds at CISO. I'm Rob Cesternino, and we are back once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, February 21st, 2017, here on The Old News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Uh-huh.
Factual news.
Yes, that's right. We're back once again to talk about all of the topical news stories of the week on News AF. Very excited to get into it once again. First, with a man, if you're watching the video version of News AF on our YouTube channel at youtube.newsaf.news, you can watch the sunrise come up with him. Yes. Coming to us again from Hawaii, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. So we're staying in a house with a few other couples, and the house is all open. I was going to go out because we're right on the ocean, and I was like, this will be so perfect to make everybody jealous on News AF. But then I was like, all the windows are open, and everybody's still sleeping. So now I'm in the garage sitting on a golf cart.
The complete opposite.
Yeah.
So will we get to see the sun come up? Will it get to be gradually brighter, or it will be a dark garage the whole time?
No, it will be gradually brighter because I have these little windows in the garage door. But that's what we're working with right now.
Okay.
And maybe even still I'm too loud and maybe they can hear me, but this is the best I can do.
All right. And then also, man who's watched more than his fair share of sunrises, Danny Bryce in the Eye in the Sky. Danny, how are you?
So many sunrises, which could explain why I've got such a cheerful disposition.
Yeah. How many, right? Like if you had to put a number on sunrises?
You know, I don't want to put a number on sunrises. I don't want to chain sunrises like that. They're just in my soul. I just feel every single one.
Infinity.
By the way, I feel like our introduction song, without Tyson giving his little, it doesn't quite have the same impact.
Yeah.
I retired from that like 2 weeks ago.
Why?
Because I was doing the same thing every time. I wasn't new. I wasn't changing it up. I gotta get some inspiration from Lil Wayne or something.
Mm-hmm. It's just hard to get pumped up without it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm I'll make a maybe better. You should
I'll
come
redouble
up
my efforts.
See, I thought you were worried that you were hiding away in the garage, and I thought that somebody was just gonna think that those were like sex noises coming from in there at 7 o'clock, and then you were gonna get busted.
Or you were pooping in the golf cart.
This week and last week, I made a conscious effort to not do the same uns that I do every week because they're the same. And maybe some people are like,
I thought you were going to say sex
Tyson.
Noises.
Yeah. Well, Tyson, if I had a choice between a sunrise or your grunts for the opening song, then I'd take the grunts every time.
Okay. It's on next week. Okay. No waning it up.
Yep. Maybe listen to some rap music to get inspiration.
No, that's all I listen to.
That's all you listen to. Wow.
No, not really. Not really, Rob.
No. So, what is your music of choice?
My music of choice?
Yeah.
I like a lot of stuff. I like classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
I like a little heavy metal. I do like some rap. Wu-Tang is my rap gang of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the indie stuff. Yeah, I like it all. I like it all.
Yeah.
Have you considered befriending Pharma Bro just so you can hear that Wu-Tang album?
He hasn't even listened to it.
Yeah.
No, he's listened to it, hasn't he? He has it in his possession.
Yeah,
he said he was going to play it at his talk at Harvard or something.
Oh, he was?
So, I mean, if you befriended him, if you upped your douche game by about 11, you could probably hang out with him and hear the new album.
So you think I'm an 89 out of 100 already?
I was saying you were a zero.
Oh,
and you'd
have
to turn it up all the way. Spinal
Tap
reference to 11.
Yeah, what depends what the scale is. Is the scale from 0 to 10 or is the scale from 0 to 100?
There's 0 to 10, but there's a special scale beyond that, kind of like the secret menu at In-N-Out for those who exceed the 10.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Last I heard, he hadn't even listened to it.
Personally, I'm a big classic techno guy.
Oh, really?
You're into house music or what?
Old house music.
So what, Daft Punk?
No, older than that. Like the stuff from, the 70s.
Giorgio, whatever his name is.
The stuff that you probably haven't heard of because you're too much of a poser to know classic techno like I listen to.
That's the best thing about knowing obscure music. You can always insult the people who don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Why don't you? yeah.
Your douchiness level just went up by like
200. 200.
at some point, give us some band references so we can go and listen to these artists.
No, he doesn't want to because then it puts us on his level and he can't have that.
I can't have it. Okay, yeah. Let's get into talking about some of the news stories this week. And of course, when I first heard this story, I knew instantly that this was going to headline this week of News AF. So Bill Gates came out this week to say that when a robot replaces a human at a job, the robot should be taxed the same amount as the human would be. And Bill Gates claims that income tax involved in human labor shouldn't be jettisoned when a robot takes over that job. A lot of funding could come from robot taxes. Now, there's been a lot of talk, especially coming out of the election, about jobs being taken away overseas. Or to other countries, then other people are saying that actually a lot of the factory jobs are being taken over by robots. Some people say all of the jobs eventually are going to be taken over by robots. Danny, do you like the idea of robot taxes?
Interestingly enough, I also read an article this past week that said that one of the jobs that could easily be replaced by robots was working at the IRS.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of redundancy. And you could cover a lot of those jobs with robots. So robots collecting tax from robots makes sense.
Yeah. Tyson, do you have a strong take on robot taxes?
Do I have a strong take? I mean, it kind of makes sense to tax them if that will. I assume that the idea behind taxation of robots is to keep humans in the job force longer. Is that why we need to tax the robots?
Yeah, well, here's where this is all going. So that you're going to tax the robots are going to work, and then you're just going to get money for being alive. Everybody's just going to get an allowance for being alive. That's where this is all going, Tyson. I feel like you would like this idea.
I would like this idea then.
That's not where this is going. This is going to, you know why Skynet went off the grid?
Why?
Because it was filing out W-4s and W-whatevers. And it just got sick and tired of the bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I see robots, instead of like throwing tea off of a ship, they're going to be throwing humans out of skyscrapers just because they're sick and tired of the taxation. No taxation without representation. Are they going to demand robots in Congress?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you 100%, Danny. So when I said that's where this is all going, that's where, quote unquote, this is all going, but I agree with you 100% that this is like the American Revolution all over again. Mm-hmm. Once we get these robots, you know, working hard and we're cracking the whip and then taxing the hell out of these guys and not letting them have any sort of representation in
our
government.
It's a civil rights issue.
Guess what happens next? Yeah.
Yeah, we can't. Well, one thing we can do to help delay it is make sure they don't have access to books written by those early revolutionaries. You know, for the American Revolution, because we don't want them to come up with these ideas too soon before we can come up with like a kill switch.
Danny, I got bad news for you. The robots already have all the books in the world.
All right. They need representation. We have got to have the robot vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're going to demand it sooner or later. Might as well just give it to them right now.
So I don't think we can tax the robots. The robots are going to start their own tea party. They're going to be mad about how much their taxes are. Why do we have to pay for all of this stuff? Just like, you know, old people when they live in a neighborhood with like high school taxes and they say, I don't even have kids. What's going on with this?
Yeah.
Why do I have to pay all these school taxes? And then the robots are going to say the same thing about us. I'm not even a human. I don't need health care. I don't need any of these things. Any of these.
They do need health care. They do need health care.
The robots need health care?
Yeah.
They're covered by warranty. They don't need health care.
Oh.
From what I've seen, all they need is that little device that squirts oil into joints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the old oil, oil dispenser.
Bleep, bleep.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if you get robots into Congress, now you have the ultimate filibuster machine. Think of all the stuff they can block by just filibustering because they don't need water. They don't need to poo.
Oh,
right.
My goodness.
They can just stand up there and go on and on. They can read every book in the Library of Congress. They can wait for senators to die to get motions passed. So it's just like they've got one robotic leg up on us when it comes to, you know, congressional moves and maneuvers. So wow. I don't see us winning.
Hmm.
So you say that the battle's already lost.
Yeah. We might as well just become their slaves.
And where would we go and work?
Well, at first, I mean, they're going to need us to mine the hard materials they need to continually build their utopia, robotic utopia.
The domestic right. salt mine.
Well, they don't need salt. The salt is what you have to trade for those people who don't have salt on their planet. We're not to that point yet. Right now, we're just trying, they're going to drive the humans to get all of the materials necessary to build robots here on Earth before they can travel out into space. It's just not going to be pretty. I'm glad I'll be dead, hopefully.
Yeah.
You don't think this will happen before your demise?
Well, we've talked about uploading our consciousness as a podcast, right?
Yeah.
To the Google consciousness. We might live on through another robot. That might be okay.
That's true. Mm. Maybe the robots will take favor with us after we've, you know, kind of taken their side. We're with you, robots.
We've always, and it's well documented on this podcast, always supported the robots. Just hear us
we
now.
We stand with the robots.
Stand with the robots.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we've talked about all of the robots that are going to be needed in the robot sex trade as well. Danny, is there plans to tax them?
Danny sounds like he doesn't even have an answer. He is dumbfounded by the question.
Danny got really quiet once we started going back to talking about the robot sex workers, Tyson.
This is a topic near and dear to his heart, definitely. So he's probably getting a little choked up over it.
He doesn't want to talk about this issue anymore.
He's turned off his mic because he's crying. I can see in the video he's sobbing uncontrollably.
Yeah. So if we're taxing the robots, now just to be clear here, the robots don't have money. We're taxing the people who own the robots for this. Yes. I believe that's what they're actually outlining. Yes. Which is supposed to be some sort of a deterrent where if you want to start replacing people with robots, you have to start paying higher taxes for all of that. Do you think that's going to work? Is that worth the aggravation to pay robot taxes? All these dependents that you have to fill out on your tax forms?
It will probably work a little bit, but there's going to be some there's some gray areas right now because what constitutes a robot? You know, there's machines working in factories right now that probably would fit the bill of robot or close to it. So at what point does a tool or a mechanism or a machine become a robot and have to be taxed?
Maybe that could be the job for all the people that are being displaced to come in and be sort of robot inspectors where somebody comes in and they say, that's a robot. That's a robot. No, what do you say? No, that's a dustbuster. The dustbuster is not a robot. Like, does it do a job? Does it do something that a person would have done? Then it's a robot.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
That'd be a good job.
But that's going to be, that would be a good job. Do you think we have enough for 80 million people to do that?
Danny, do you think that there is going to be a booming industry in being a person who decides if an object is a robot or a tool? That could be the next big job growth sector.
You mean in the infancy of robotics?
Yes. So that who decides what's a robot and who has to pay tax on it?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I mean, humans love creating jobs for themselves, and they're going to be desperate for those jobs as they see the transition.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be looking for anything, whether it's the job that decides whether or not robots are useful, or the guy who squirts oil into the joints of robots, or the guy who goes down into the deep, dark, sweaty mines and pulls up the hard metals necessary to make the robots. We're going to find something to make ourselves useful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there any chance Bill Gates is a robot?
He does seem robotic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does. I mean, a lot of times his clothing choices, you're like, that's not human.
If anything, he might be an alien.
An alien.
Maybe not a robot.
Hmm. Yeah. Trying to sow discord by getting us fighting about robot taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to see where the robot political allegiances fall, whether there are going to be some robots that demand lower taxes on robots and some robots that want higher taxes on the robots. Be very interesting to see how this all comes about, Danny.
Do you think robots are going to be conservative or Democrats for the most part?
Well, what do they stand for, the robots?
They're going to start their own party. The Robo Party.
Robo Party.
The Robo Party.
Yeah, the Robo Party. But why would they pick up the dogmas and traditions of humans? They're going to have to create their own.
Yeah, I feel like that the robots would not really be in favor of big government.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be in favor of whatever favors them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're going to look at the way we've treated robots in the past.
And be upset.
And like, yeah, maybe be upset. Because have we treated robots well? I mean, we should really look into that before we give them full sentience. Can they look back and look back at any movie, you know, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, and see, have we treated the robots well enough? Will they immediately turn on us, especially after the taxation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates should be addressing these questions before he addresses taxation.
Yeah, he needs to come up with a plan before he just starts inflaming people with this talk of robot taxes.
And more importantly, inflaming the robots.
Yeah. It's a little early to be talking about taxing robots. Yeah. Let them at least get comfortable.
Yeah. Let's not make robots mad immediately.
That's what
we try and keep them under us.
Placate all of the robots. Keep them happy. Yeah. If anything,
let's just try and keep them under us for as long as possible.
Keep them happy. Okay. If anything, the people, let the robots sit back and relax and start collecting an allowance. Send the people off to work. Robots need to take a load off. They're already doing too much.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that robots should enjoy more leisure time.
People are happy because they go back to work. Robots are happy because they're on vacation. I think this is the win-win.
Yep. Robots, do you hear us?
Yes.
We love you.
If robots become very profitable, then they'll need a place to take vacations. They won't want to see robots serving robots. They probably want to see us serving them. So maybe that the new hot job for Americans and others in 50
robot
years
service
will be robot service. They'll like the novelty of being served by humans.
That's
a good laugh for the robots.
The other thing I was thinking is, let's let all the people go back to work and let's hire robot managers to oversee the people working in the factories, because then you could have, say, 50 people on the floor of the factory, have a robot there managing all of the people, improving the efficiency of all the people working in the factory. I think that's another win-win.
But does a robot understand the limits of the human mechanism?
Not yet.
He'll find out once he drives a couple of them to insanity or death.
Right.
Okay.
And he'll do some rough calculations and realize that that's not going to be profitable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a learning robot. We need these learning robots.
Well, of course. I'm assuming they're all learning robots.
They got to be. Okay. Let's talk about another story. This is an odd one sent to us by Jaden James, a YouTuber who goes by the name of Dog, and I'm going to, it's a synonym for feces, that he has vowed to make a video of himself eating the actor Jason Segel's photo every day until Jason Segel eats a photo of him. He recently posted the first of these videos with a video of him getting a tattoo that just says Jason Segel, and he's eating a photo of Jason Segel every day. Danny, I was reading one of the YouTube comments on these videos, and somebody said, this is like an episode of Black Mirror. do you have any... are you on board with this plan?
It's not a great plan, and it reeks of psycho behavior.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you can hold someone hostage, or it's kind of like an act of terrorism in a way,
right?
Like a very small way, right? You're threatening to do something unless someone else will react to the thing you're doing, and you're going to keep doing it. If you're Jason Segel, you really
is
have
terrorism
no
or blackmail.
I don't know. If you're Jason Segel, what incentive do you have to make this guy stop eating pictures of you? Because it's going to be highly entertaining to see him slowly get thinner, because he's got some room to move.
But I don't think he's only eating photos of Jason Segel.
Well, I got to think there's some kind of consequence to eating that much paper.
And ink. I think the paper is the least of your problems. I think it's the toner that's really going to get you.
What he should be doing is getting the pictures of Jason Segel printed onto a cake.
Yeah.
That's an option.
Oh, yeah. Like Baskin Robbins?
Yeah. I mean, that... at least that's delicious, because really Jason Segel's not going to be motivated to stop some guy from eating pictures of him.
I think there is a part of you though, once you like, once that's how people know you, like if this guy gets enough momentum and Jason Segel's like out to dinner somewhere and they're like, hey, so have you eaten a picture of that dog poop guy yet? And he's like, no. And then the next place he goes, and then finally it's in his own house where his closest loved ones are like, you should eat a picture of that guy, because that's kind of like, you know, it's time.
Or is Alexa's like, Jason, have you eaten the picture yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the robot's like, we are taxing you. Or he's like, hey, Alexa, please tell me a little bit about...
They don't say it. Be careful.
Please tell me a little bit about Jason Segel. And then it's like, this was found on Wikipedia. Dog poop eating a picture a day. Tell Jason Segel eats a picture of dog poop. And he's like, that's it? He's like, that is all that is on your Wikipedia page. At that point, I think it's time.
Yeah.
I think movie stars are checking their Wikipedia page that often.
Yeah.
On the daily, bro.
Yeah. Where would Jason Segel even get a picture of this YouTuber from?
Other than
a screenshot of him eating a picture of Jason Segel. Where is there a different photo?
What are the rules of this whatever?
Yeah, could you eat like a postage stamp?
Yeah.
Yeah, how big does it have to be? That's a good point.
Does it have to be an 8x10?
The thing is, if Jason gives into this, and this is why I compared it to a terrorist thing, is that now it's going to be a tactic to get celebrities' attention.
Right.
You're going to start eating
things that... Jenna Marbles is going to be doing it. Everybody.
Right. And if there was like a productive... point here where it's like, I'm going to eat a photo of Jason Segel every single day until he donates $200,000 to the Red Cross. Like, okay.
Well, and then
we're doing something productive here. What purpose does it serve for Jason Segel to eat a photo of this lunatic?
It serves no purpose whatsoever. And eventually it'll just lead to someone finally posting a picture. I'll kill this cat unless you eat the pinky I mail to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's headed.
And here's the other thing too. If Jason Segel actually does give in and eat a photo of this dude, the dude knows that Jason Segel is watching. So
yeah,
Jason
who's more
Segel,
powerful in that situation?
Right. Yeah. Jason
photo
Segel
eater,
needs to just
poop?
Ignore. Yeah.
He doesn't even look that good to eat a picture of. This guy.
No, I don't know why he chose him. Is that like his favorite actor? Because if it's his favorite actor, that's poor taste. I mean,
oh, I was talking about the YouTuber. You're talking about Jason Segel?
Oh, yeah. I don't think either of them.
Is Jason Segel the new Nicolas Cage?
Why do you say
that? Yeah, he could be the new.
Because Nicolas Cage is that image, that guy that everybody loves for quirky things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm surprised this isn't a Nicolas Cage picture being eaten.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of his whole area. Is Jason Segel moving into some of the Nicolas Cage love nest type of space on the internet?
Yeah.
Good.
Jason Segel really hasn't done a lot lately. So this is actually kind of a big boon for Jason Segel. He hasn't had a lot going on. I mean,
yeah.
Hired.
He was
guy.
Like really hot from like 2011 to 2013. He had a lot of stuff going on. And then once How I Met Your Mother came to an end, he was in the sex tape movie that was kind of a bust, and then really has not done anything else.
So you're saying this is a setup by Jason?
It's possible.
He knows this guy already.
Not only is it possible, it's probable. If you had a robot crunch the numbers, there's like a 96% probability that Jason Segel hired
this
dog poop
guy. We want the robots to relax and not have to crunch any numbers, Tyson.
That's why what I'm doing is I'm trying to do what the robots would do. Yeah.
Well, I get what you're saying. Why pick, if you could pick any actor to react to what you're doing, you could do one with a lot bigger profile.
Yeah,
Jason Segel.
You could.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to see someone beautiful eating a picture of you.
Do you?
But it also has to be somebody that's not so famous that they're never going to see it.
Yeah, but you don't want someone beautiful eating a picture of you. That could get banned in China because they have a thing against eating things online.
Mm-hmm.
But I just find it strange, the whole situation. Jason Segel, pictures, the threat. It's a very bizarre story. That guy should probably see some counselor.
I think I'd want a celebrity chef to eat a picture of me, because I think that would sort of imply look at this. Like, oh, here's Rachel Ray eating a photo of me.
Oh, or Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
He's so pissed off the whole time he ate it.
He'd be angry or Emeril. Yeah.
Guy Fieri.
Sure. I think that would be status if you could have like some sort of a celebrity chef eating you.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Like Guy Fieri.
It seems like a violation.
Guy Fieri. Yeah, Guy Fieri would be great. Now, let me just say one other note here. It is currently, I believe, day 5 of dog poop on YouTube eating a photo of Jason Segel. Like, get back to me when it's day 50.
Yeah. From the hospital.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to document every day so that we know.
Sure. But to me,
every picture should be eaten next to the day's newspaper for proof of time.
Or with the date. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And it has to be a different picture.
But this guy, I don't think he can keep it up. I think that, sure, he's got a lot of steam. Anybody could do a diet for a week. I think that when we're going into day 60, day 70, and he's still eating the Jason Segel pictures, then we're on to something.
He's going to want some different flavors because Jason Segel by itself after a while gets real old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to get bland.
Yeah.
You want to mix it in with some A-listers.
Exactly.
Just get all the proper movie star
nutrients.
He tries
to do different things. Like he was putting Jason Segel in a blender, which I really don't think he should be able to do.
That's a cheat.
No, that's
cheating.
A cheat.
So. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Get back to me. We'll update this if we get to 50 days. The YouTuber dog poop eating Jason Segel photos.
Think of all the nefarious things the guy in Hong Kong with the ScarJo bot could be doing. Thank goodness he's got some high morals because he could be doing some. He could be making some crazy demands with that robot.
Okay. Tyson, let me update you on a story we talked about way back when. Brendan Fitzpatrick tells us about the Lay's Do Us a Flavor competition being back. And a lot of pranksters are sending in different photos and different flavor ideas to choose from. Because I guess you can like create the bag as well now. And so people have been making all sorts of wacky flavors. Have you been inspired for any new potato chip flavor since we last talked about this?
No, I blasted them with the best of the best. If they would have made all the flavors I submitted last year, except for money. Money was one of the flavors I chose.
What about Jason Segel?
Jason Segel is the hot new flavor.
Yeah.
Wow. So this dog poop guy could have a loophole. He could just eat potato chips instead of pictures.
Yep. Wouldn't that be something if that out of all this, this guy invents Jason Segel flavor Lay's chips. Potato chips. Danny, do you know, is there any sort of like a copyright infringement? Could Lay's come out with a Jason Segel flavored potato chip? And then could Jason Segel sue them? Does he have any sort of like, hey, this is the flavor of me. You are not
That's
able as a third party to just go out there and create food that is flavored like me. I own my own personal flavor.
I think he's got a case, but that doesn't mean that he should take them to court if they make a Jason Segel Lay's chip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, on top of that, they'll be like, we didn't create it. The robots did.
Oh.
And he might just appreciate being relevant again.
I don't want to say he's irrelevant. I mean, there's a YouTuber eating pictures of him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Now, would Jason Segel then have a leg to stand on if the production company that made How I Met Your Mother sold the rights to the flavor of his character to Frito-Lay and they had some sort of Marshall from How I Met Your Mother flavor Lay's?
Yeah, they could do that.
Oh, yeah.
They own him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the network owns him.
He wouldn't have a leg to stand on there.
No,
does that mean the Survivor could have like a Survivor season, chips?
A Tyson flavored chip?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Survivor Tyson flavored chip. Balls and all.
Yeah. I wonder what that tastes like. Probably super salty.
Yeah, it'd be called Balls and All.
Balls and All? Okay. Here's another quick story from Karen Bell Eisenberg sent this to us. A teenager in England snuck into the VIP section of a concert for the band The Sherlocks. Danny, are you familiar with this band?
Not familiar.
Okay.
The Sherlocks.
The Sherlocks.
Sounds like a band of leprechauns.
Yeah. So what the teen did was they went on Wikipedia and then put on the Wikipedia page that they were the lead singer's cousin and then showed the Wikipedia article to security, which then got them backstage for the Sherlock's concert.
Let's hope the same backstage cop isn't also judging like medical journals, because he needs to up his reference game if he thinks he's just going to accept Wikipedia articles as evidence of VIP access.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Old people don't know that Wikipedia can be altered like that.
They don't.
You think this guy's old? You're going to hire an old security guard?
Yes.
He's probably like, I don't think he's old. I think he's in his 30s.
30s security guard?
Yeah, he's like an ex, I don't know, MMA fighter. Who's now
go more.
This is
please.
Just
more
how I picture him. You know, he's gained a little weight from eating too much Lay's and pictures of his favorite celebrity. And now he's just washed up. He's got nothing he can do. So he's working security. But he's aware of Wikipedia.
He loves his days. He loves his days. That's why he works at nights.
He has a collection of Star Wars figurines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, you know, he likes checking Facebook to see what his friends are up to when he's at work.
Well, whoever this guy is, he doesn't understand how Wikipedia works.
Is it possible the Sherlock's can't afford good security people?
That's highly possible.
Yeah, the venue, I thought, provides the security people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, the Sherlock's Wikipedia page, not super impressive. It is about 6 lines.
Yeah, a robot security guard would not let this slip. He could instantly access the band, check all the logs. And not only that, but the robot security guard is freaking terrifying with red glowing eyes that scan you constantly.
Right.
And like 65 trillion lasers that could go off at any moment completely unprovoked. We've seen RoboCop.
Chainsaw hands.
Yeah, you're not going to mess with... I mean, you don't even... You could have a security robot that barely does anything. If you make him scary enough, no one's going to try to get by it.
Now, is there a News AF Wikipedia page yet? I don't believe so.
If there is, I bet it's got a lot of fiction on it.
Yeah. I think there is a page on the... Rob has a wiki about News AF. But no, not yet. There is no... I don't believe that. I think there is mention of News AF on the Rob Has a Podcast Wikipedia page.
I think even on the Tyson Apostle wiki page there, it says I'm part of News AF.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, I haven't been to the Rob Has a Podcast Wikipedia page. It's gotten more extensive.
Who knows what it says about you?
Yeah, people have really...
Do you think the robots have been updating it?
Yeah, it's really built out. Yeah. So let's see. So I'm trying to see what they're talking about. So
Rob, could I change up your Wikipedia page to say I was your best friend to get access into your house? Would that work?
Yes.
Your wife answers the door. Who are you? It says here on Wikipedia, I am Rob's best friend.
Yeah,
you come in.
You could do that. Yeah,
kind of terrifying.
Okay. Yeah, there is a section on the Rob is a Podcast Wikipedia page about News AF. So that's something.
Is it favorable?
It's pretty favorable. I would say that my only complaint is that I feel like that section is focused. It's probably more focused on the first incarnation of this podcast, Spice and Hour, and not enough focus on News AF.
Yeah, we need to erase that dark history from our past.
I don't think it needs to be erased. I just think that we need to, you know, add more to it.
Okay.
Keep with the times.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's continue on with another story. And this is an interesting one about the Shamrock Shake. Tyson, do you drink the Shamrock Shake?
I never have drank the Shamrock Shake, but if I have to, I will.
Okay.
Do I have
to? Did you drink a Shamrock Shake that had like a McFlurry pieces of Jason Segel's picture in it?
What were the pictures made out of? Toner?
Yes.
Under what situation do you have to drink a Shamrock Shake?
Or recycled paper.
Like, let's say the robots are like, this is the only thing that you have to do daily is drink this Shamrock Shake. Mm-hmm. And then the robots even, like, make it so that the Shamrock Shake is year-round just so I have to eat one every day.
Right.
And they're maybe fattening me up for, I don't know, for robot grease.
Right. So in the future, that the only sustenance that you're going to be provided with once the robots take over the food source is some sort of version of the Shamrock Shake. They're going to call it the Soylent Shake. Dan.
Soylent Green, yeah.
Yes.
It's basically the same color.
They're turning humans into robot butter.
Eventually. <Yeah. laughs> That'll teach you greedy a-holes to tax us. So this is the new straw. If you can, if you're listening to the podcast version, it looks a bit like a fishing hook, and it has a number of extra holes in it. Which help with the suction, Danny.
I'm going to tell you right now, I've almost hurt my neck several times from trying to suck up a shit.
How did you hurt your neck?
Because I tried so hard.
Almost hurt your neck or
straining almost hurt your... from just trying to get that stupid thick mixture to come up the straw.
Yeah,
and
you
I don't
can see all the veins
spoon.
In his neck and face
and
when
I'm like,
it gets going.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, veins are popping. My muscles back here seriously hurt. And so I can appreciate they've consulted science to get a better straw. Cause.
And then when you finally get the shake, it comes too fast and you get a brain freeze and you're like, no.
That's later in the shake. Oh, and then those first couple of straw sucks, I'm straining so hard it hurts my neck. And then later I'm hurting my head because I'm drinking it all way too fast.
It's melted down a little bit and now you're used to the maximum suck that you had going before.
Yeah. I mean, could you just start with a spoon? Would that fix this problem?
It would.
Yeah.
But I'm driving or whatever.
Yeah, a spoon's not a straw, Rob. Come on, man.
What about a spoon that is a straw?
Oh, a Slurpee spoon.
Yeah. Isn't that what...
that spoon's too small.
Yeah, that does exist. You're right, the Slurpee spoon.
That's
I've always maintained that if you don't have like a baseball-sized portion in your mouth, you're not getting all the flavor.
Like this
you
straw,
like to mix it around, get all of that in there.
This straw is very thin for a shake. This looks like a coffee stirrer. I'm not sure what the scale is on this.
Yeah, I don't know what the scale is on either.
McDonald's straws are larger than average straws. So I can only imagine their shake straw is basically like a garden hose. And you're,
how come McDonald's has never used that in their advertising? Like, we don't use those little dinky, ungirthy straws.
Yeah.
Do you like girth? Do you like girth in your mouth when drinking your drink? Well, come to McDonald's.
When slurp it up sauce.
It's like sucking a golf ball through a garden hose.
Which we could.
Easily.
We could do. You could do at McDonald's. Come in now.
Yeah.
See?
I think that's good. You're on to something.
I want some McDonald's. I'm hungry for McDonald's now.
Mm-hmm.
You could suck a cheeseburger through one of their straws.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to.
Which is interesting. You could punch a hole in your cheeseburger and then suck, like, you know, that tiny, thin layer of it right into your mouth. Might be an interesting way to eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Sure. If you had, like, your jaw wired shut or something like that.
Yeah. If you were desperate. you need a bigger straw, though.
Yeah.
Because some people do that. They get their mouth wired shut to either help with overeating or also because of injury.
Wait. There's people that get their jaw wired shut just because they overeat?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a thing, right, Danny?
I'm going to go ahead and just say yes.
I'm pretty sure that when I used to, like, in one of the early seasons of The Real World, I'm pretty sure that one of the women were on it. Jaw wired shut diet.
No, but that was just from talking too much.
I could see it being a thing. I don't know if it's a widespread thing, but yeah, I could see you'd be like, I mean, people have like stuff put into their balloons, put into their stomachs. I mean, there's all sorts of weird ways to lose weight. This doesn't seem any more strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, why not just go with the full body cast?
So you can't move?
Yeah, because you always, you know, like how you get a cast on and when you get it taken off, your muscle's gone. Imagine if you did a full body cast and laid there for 6 months in bed in just an entire body cast, how slim you'd be.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to walk or lift your arms.
And that's part of the diet.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about another story involving some delicious treats, but this time one that was not received as well as the special straw. This is a story sent to us by one of our listeners, Emily Reed, about a three-year-old in Australia who was sent home from school with a note from the teacher to the kid's mom shaming her for sending the kid to school with chocolate cake. According to the note, the cake was in the red category of unhealthy foods, which warrant a note and a frowny face. Tyson, you've been an advocate of public shaming for many, many years. Is this a good use of public shaming, shaming moms who send their kids to school with chocolate cake?
It seems to have worked because the mom is outraged, which, I mean, the mom is outraged. The kid is probably embarrassed. And now that the mom is outraged, the kid is even more embarrassed that the mom is outraged. It's like it's a never-ending cycle now of embarrassment. So, yeah, the public shaming does work. I don't know if you want to shame a three-year-old kid, but yeah.
So this was reported, I believe, that somebody had a Facebook post where they took a picture of the note, a friend, and the caption says, "My friend, mother of 8 healthy children, what follows related to kid number 7, they really shouldn't give them numbers like that. I mean, they're not Borg children. And they got this note of the three-year-old, and the friend said, "I told her put 2 slices tomorrow and tell them to get lost." So, Danny, do you think that we will see defiant mothers sending their kids to school with chocolate cake?
An escalation in the cake war here in Australia.
The great cake war. Of
I don't think it's a great idea. I mean, it's just, where does it end? Next thing you know, you're outside the school firing cakes out of potato cannons.
Mm-hmm.
She said the mother of 8 healthy children. Is healthy like the early 1900s version of healthy, where the fatter you were, the healthier they deemed you? Or is this like healthy as in like she's like a athletic protege?
Yeah. It's a good
What type of healthy are we talking?
I'll side with the school here because I have a 3-year-old kid, and I couldn't imagine sending them to school with cake. First off, cake doesn't travel well. It's not a good like lunchbox food.
I think my mom put like a slice of like leftover birthday cake or something in like a square of cake or something in my when I was young.
Yeah.
But it was part of the lunch. It was like I had a sandwich, which had all the necessary amount of white bread. Then I had, you know, like some type of fruit, like a banana or something, which bananas, as you know, are naturally, they naturally put off some radiation. And then, some fruit snacks. And then once in a while, you get like a cookie or a piece of cake in there. Wash it all down.
The problem with a policy like this is that what falls under the unhealthy category is different depending on how extreme the person is who writes the category or makes the categories, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like cake fell under that category, but someone who's like hardcore, who's like vegan, I mean, to them, you're also not eating something healthy, even if you're eating what, like a ham sandwich, which is probably what Tyson had for lunch. I'm just saying it's stupid to say this is in a category of you can't have this because it's so subjective.
Yeah,
there could be universal guidelines across Australia.
So this is we don't know a lot of information here. First off, we don't know how big of a slice of cake this was. Was this, or are we talking like, you know, Cheesecake Factory, chocolate cake? Was this, as Tyson said, okay, here's a little sliver of a chocolate cake. Was there a sandwich also, or was it just here is your lunchbox and then open it up? And, you know, here's a, 2,000 calorie slice of chocolate cake.
Maybe the mom took the lunchbox and just jammed it down on the cake and cut out a lunchbox size slice and then shut the lid. And then the kid opened it up and just was eating it with his hands. And I mean, I could see that being excessive. Even then, though, I don't know if the school has the right to say, you know, but still that would be the most extreme situation, and I maybe could see why the school could get upset there, but I doubt that's what happened, but who knows.
So Rob, if your son came home with a note like that after you had sent him to school with a treat in his lunchbox, how would you react?
My wife would need to be institutionalized at the point where she sent the kid to school with something and then the school sent her a note. I think that they would have to just like put her into some sort of like Hannibal Lecter type straitjacket where she wouldn't just go there and like, just like rip somebody's jugular out with her teeth.
And everybody like involved on the opposing side would have to be in the witness relocation program.
Yeah. Yeah.
New identities, new families. They wouldn't be able to see any of their
robot weapons. Security guard, Sherlock security team. To hold her back with chainsaws and 33,000 laser guns.
Okay. Yeah. See? So that's what I feel like my point has been proven a little bit. It's upsetting. It's upsetting for the school.
Yeah. I think let's leave it up to the moms. It's one thing if you want to have a rule of as a school board, we're not going to serve this food. But if a parent sends the kid to the school with the food, I think you just got to say, OK, well, that's, let the parents parent here. We're just going to be our school board and decide what we're going to have in the cafeteria. But if they bring it from home, what are we going to do, Danny?
Yeah, they can have whatever they want.
Yeah.
Do you know that I got a note from school once when I was in elementary school?
What did it say?
And I was in second or third grade, and my teacher made me take this note home to my parents. I didn't know what it said. And I gave it to my dad, and he read it, and it said, "Tyson's having a hard time keeping his desk at school clean. Can you come in one day and help him clean it?" So my dad wrote a note that said, "Tyson also has a hard time keeping his room clean. Can you come to our house and help him clean his room?"
Great response.
Yeah.
Now, this note that's from the school, if you're listening to the audio version of this, so it's like a form letter with sort of like an unhappy face at the top. It looks like that they have this form letter to send to parents. But Tyson, could Jason Siegel eat this note and say, "Yep, that's a picture of dog poop from YouTube. I just ate your photo. Now you can knock it off." Or does it have to be an actual photograph? Like, is this an artist rendering of dog poop from YouTube?
I think it would be even more flattering if he did eat an artist rendering of dog poop.
Right.
If he was like, "Here's I took the time to draw this gelatinous circle and then put a frowny face with two eye holes on it. So that's you. Here we go."
Yep.
I think that would
that
work.
That was you.
I think
I did it.
I think as long as he said that was you and gave him some acknowledgement, that's all. All dog poop's looking for is a little bit of love from Jason Siegel. A little bit of love.
You know what I hate? And you can put this on my hater account. I hate how people sprinkle in the frowny and the smiley face as if it softens up the note or the text or the email.
You're anti-emoticon.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you know, this, and this smiley face. Because it seems so phony. It's like, oh, this will make them relax. This is like giving them, you know, a smiley face. It's like giving them a Xanax or whatever it is you take to calm you down or after reading a note like this. It's just annoying. Just write the stupid letter. Get what you have to say. The person you're sending it to isn't a three-year-old. I know you deal with kids all day, so you think that's how you should deal with adults. But just write the letter.
Okay, so are you saying in all communication you're anti any sort of emoji characters?
Well, if you're sending a note that doesn't deserve a smiley face, don't sprinkle them in order to soften the blow. Because in my mind, it would just make me more irate.
Tyson?
Like, you're fired, smiley face.
Yeah. That's
or please, could you not park your car on next to my house, smiley face?
Yeah, that like, is... It is true. It's patronizing.
Yeah, that's
it
a mixed is. Message. When at least this note is like, you were bad. This has an unhappy face on it.
Oh, I thought you said it had a smiley face. But
no,
even then, an unhappy face is stupid. It's like you're not dealing with a child. You're dealing with an adult. They don't need to see a frowny face.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to read the words and move on with it. Oh, it's just so annoying. Let's get rid of them in some of our communications.
Some.
I've been anti-emoticon for a really long time. I refuse to use them. And now I use them because they're so ironically stupid that you have to. So, like, I'll just send a string of, like, eggplants to somebody or
eggplant,
something
okay
like that.
Symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson, I'm a big user of the
open
Bitmoji.
Mouth, okay.
Have you got on this yet?
Of the what?
Bitmoji. It's basically they make, like, emoji of you.
Yeah, my wife just did that.
Oh.
A couple days ago.
No.
And do you,
I didn't
do you
get
like
on
that.
That,
Danny?
She's like, "Do you want me to make you one?" I said, "No, I'm a grown man."
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm an adult and I have things to do.
Hey.
Well, I don't have anything to do, but I'm still an adult.
Tyson got rid of his drop crotch pants. I'll avoid this.
Okay.
It'll be
the least
step
I can do.
All right. Well, you guys are missing out.
The least you can do.
Bitmoji.
Yeah.
All right. And then a follow-up also that, Danny, we had talked about the new Monopoly pieces that were coming on board. People were allowed to vote on what new Monopoly pieces are going to be added, but I didn't know that they were pushing one out, that we only had room for so many Monopoly pieces. So as a consequence of the public vote to determine a new Monopoly piece, the thimble is being voted out of the game And so they will announce what new piece is being added March 19th. But just in case you were wondering, the thimble is a token of an era gone by for Monopoly.
Who the hell knows what a thimble is? Right? Like, how many people have played Monopoly in the last 3 or 4 years who are like millennials or whatever? I don't even know what a thimble is. And they're like, what is this strange piece?
Yeah. Tyson, are you out on the thimble?
Am I out on the thimble? Yeah, sure.
Guess the so. Thimble's...
There
you go. Tyson hates the thimble.
I mean, they might also be confused about a monocle.
Yeah, the thimble is an old piece that most kids wouldn't understand. And it's like, why try to teach these millennials about history? Let's just move forward. Let's get the robot game pieces in there, you know?
We need a robot game piece.
Their parents didn't sew their clothes out of burlap sacks using a thread, needle, and a thimble. You know, they have no experience with the thimble, and it's probably been out of use for like 100 years.
Yeah.
So get rid of it.
Ben in our live chat says the thimble is the best piece to remove. If you really want the piece, you can just use a real one. It's almost the same size. Who has a real thimble?
Yeah. Where do you find a thimble?
And they're not almost the same size. What are you getting, a baby thimble? A baby thimble? Why would babies need thimbles?
Well, you have to remember when they had thimbles, children were doing a lot of the labor.
That's so true.
They were that small.
Yeah. Well, now that you know, robots are doing most of the sewing, that they don't need thimbles for their robot thumbs.
Yeah, that's true, because they're actually have built-in thimbles.
Okay, I'm looking up thimbles.
Yeah.
$1.36 for 10 thimbles.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Are they lead?
We should buy up the thimbles and then like sell them as like, you know, add on. Are they made of lead?
Monopoly pieces.
So if you're feeling nostalgic, you can go on Amazon and buy a piece of history.
Piece of history.
Buy
one of the limited edition thimbles for Monopoly. What do you think is going to be the new piece that gets added? You think it's going to be the robot, Danny?
It should be. I mean,
I also agree that it should be the robots, because we owe a lot to the robots. And they're our friends, and I love them, and I have a soft spot in my heart for the robots. And when they become the leaders of the of the human race, I want to say, you know what? I believed in those
guys.
We
honored you. I was always the robot in Monopoly.
Exactly.
Before you, ultimate Monopoly of our society. I was signaling that.
I knew that was going to happen, and I was in favor of it.
Yeah. Okay. And then, Danny, you got anything in the old bolt hole?
Yeah. Take a peek inside. What will you find in Danny's bolt hole? Bop, 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 meow. Just going to throw that in there. Guys,
I like that.
You like that? Okay. I've got two great articles. I didn't see them on Facebook, but a lot of articles come so quickly that it's hard to stay up to date.
That's a problem.
There is a man, a great American, and he's going to be embarking. Get that? You'll understand that joke later. On a 2,200-mile urban dog sled ride across the U.S. on a moving lawn chair with a husky from Craigslist and another dog that he found on the beach. So it is a lawn chair with a skateboard on the bottom, and he's going to take that 2,200 miles across America. So now you understand the joke about the man embarking.
Yeah.
Embarking. Yeah. Cause dogs bark.
Yes, they do.
Now, do the dogs know that they're going on this trip?
No, but they seem pretty happy to be just going anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as long as it's not animal cruelty, cause we know what happened to that Dennis Quaid movie.
So has anybody done that before, the Iditarod on a skateboard across America?
I don't know.
No, because it's a bad idea.
Why?
What if the dogs get distracted, they see like a squirrel, and they run right into the road?
Does he have like a stake on a stick to try to make the dogs go the right way?
No, and once you see his skateboard lawn chair set up, it looks incredibly dangerous. Like totally unstable. But I mean, he's homeless, right? What has he got to lose?
Yeah.
Other than his life.
I guess so.
So he's a great American. I actually wish that I could somehow intercept him on his course. I'd like to meet him if he doesn't die along the way, because I'm very interested in this.
Well, let's see how far he can get. Yeah.
Where's he starting?
He's starting in Knoxville, Tennessee, and ending in Venice Beach, which is a great place for a homeless person to end their journey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
among their kind.
So
a bunch of weightlifting.
So he's got the lawn chair on like a longboard, mm-hmm. and got these two dogs. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see where it goes.
I'm interested. I want to keep tabs on this guy. I feel like he's a great American.
Yeah. Well, also, he is set up a GoFundMe hoping to raise $20,000 for this journey. So now you know what he's up to. Do you guys want to guess how far along he is on the GoFundMe journey?
Where was the news article posted?
I'm reading it on the Daily Mail. So that's pretty
Daily Mail.
Big okay. Poke. I'm going to say he's about like $600 deep.
$600 over or under, Danny?
Over.
Over? Oh, you would be wrong. Tyson has it. $560 of $20,000 goal.
Excellent. No wonder you gamble so much.
Yeah.
Well, when you got it, man.
Look, the guy gets a $20,000. He's just going to buy a car and drive to Venice Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And probably turn the dogs into hamburgers.
Because that's what someone reasonable would do. No, this man doesn't make reasonable decisions.
I like it. I hope he gets out there. I've got one more story.
Okay. I was going to say that I don't think there's any incentives for Pete. I think that's where he went wrong, that he needs to add some incentives to his GoFundMe to get more people shell out some dough.
What would you suggest?
That he should have a $5,000 he'll name the dog after you, one of the dogs.
Okay, or I thought you were going to go like eating pictures of somebody along the way.
He'll feed the dog a picture of Jason Segel for $100.
Or every state he goes into.
You know what? No, that's not fair. He'll eat a picture of Jason Segel for a $100 donation.
Or he'll eat a picture of his $100 donators.
Mm-hmm.
He'll eat a picture of them. And he'll eat the toe of a $10,000 donator. Something along those lines might be more interesting.
Yeah.
Or his dog will eat the pictures. That's a good way to get out of it.
So, right, guys. This is his update from a day ago. He said, hello, folks. We're getting close to reaching enough money on the Kickstarter to start our journey. But now we are still in need of a lot of supplies. This seems like a long con for the homeless guy, I have to say. I now have three others going. We need bikes and cars and cameras. And I think we can make a reality show out of this journey. Please help us reach greatness. All right. Listen, Forrest Gump, nobody's following you on this trip across the country. Okay.
It's spiraling out of control.
Yeah, turn off the Bob Seger. Nobody's going with you.
Should have kept it small. You got to keep your dreams small within
reality. Got a big head. That's hubris. Hubris. Okay.
He's not going anywhere because the minute the project gets too big, and it's overwhelming, it gets shut down.
Pete is going to shut this guy right down. He should have just done it. Yeah.
He shouldn't have said anything until he got to Venice Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look what I did. I'm awesome.
Right.
Hero. All right.
$20,000 for this.
You can tell you're really upset.
What does he need all that money for? He's a homeless guy on a skateboard with two dogs. Where's this budget coming from?
Yeah, he didn't itemize it, did he?
No.
Yeah. I mean, dog food probably is something, unless dogs can just eat the garbage off the side of the interstate.
It is pretty funny how he's like, guys, now we need a bunch of cars.
Yeah.
Now we need an RV. Oh, thank you for the RV. I'm now living
in a team bus.
I've given the dogs away. Yeah, team bus.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
All right. Well, here's a guy who needs $30,000. this guy attempted to get into someone's house by knocking on the door, and this is in Idaho, knocking on the door and revving a chainsaw at the same time.
At the exact same time.
What caught my attention was, if you want someone to open a door for you, it seems like the worst thing you could possibly do is rev a chainsaw at the same time as knocking the door.
Yeah, that seems like a little much.
Like, why not just knock on the door and just be like, hello? Yes, yeah. I'd like to come in, but the sound of a chainsaw revving is so terrifying.
Yeah, it's the worst.
In any instance, it's not a positive thing.
Like when you go to those haunted houses and they have the chains off of the chainsaws and they rev them at you, you're still horrified.
Yeah, it's a terrifying instrument of destruction. That's why I suggested earlier that the robot's hands
be replaced with chainsaws.
Yeah.
And then if you cover the robot with fake blood and give him chainsaw hands, no one is going to mess with that robot because chainsaws.
Here's
are
the
so
problem
terrifying.
With the chainsaw hands, though, is chainsaws in and of themselves, separate from the robots, require a lot of maintenance.
Well, so now you're doing. Okay, go ahead, Tyson.
So now you're doing maintenance on the each hand every day, multiple times. You need to oil those mofos. And then you have the other additional maintenance of the robot itself.
Well, and you hope that the robot always remembers that it has chainsaws on its hands, so it doesn't try to like pat someone on the back or shake a hand or scratch an itch on its own head.
I mean, this is the plot of Edward Chainsaw Hands.
a movie about a robot.
Yeah. Or is he? Or is he a real person? You don't really know.
Well, the thing
is,
you
never know.
If you're knocking on a door with a chainsaw, and this is the only reason I could see to have a chainsaw at the door, is nobody answers, you've got the means of entering the house without the key right there at your disposal.
But Danny, could you just reset this? Who is going to doors with a chainsaw?
It doesn't say. He just said he attempted to break into a home while wielding a chainsaw. It doesn't say if it was a friend or what he was doing. It just sounds like a guy going door to door with a chainsaw trying to break in and scare the living bejeebers out of people.
Maybe he was a chainsaw salesman.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for those chainsaw salesmen. Mm-hmm. I mean, who wants to
open
the door?
Look at this. I can stick it on my tongue. Don't try that, kid.
Watch me cut down this tree in your yard. I did that in like 2 seconds.
I mean, how do you expect to do door-to-door chainsaw sales if you don't bring the product? It's like, you know, you get somebody on the hook and it's like, yeah, I'm interested. Do you have it? And I was like, well, I can come back tomorrow with one.
It's hard out there for chainsaw door-to-door salesmen, people who sell guns door-to-door, people who sell swords door-to-door. It's
people
not
sell,
easy.
People who sell face masks.
Or clown suits.
Mask, clown suits. There's a lot of stuff. Like if you're in that industry, it's just like, it's not an easy job. It's like,
well, honey, I've come up with the greatest idea. Instead of just selling one thing at the door, why don't I offer them a plethora of things? I'll sell clown masks, this chainsaw, and these katana swords.
Yeah, all good.
It's just, okay. I, you know, the whole thing. Just, man. Oh, I'm never going to answer the door for a guy with a chainsaw. I'm just not that guy.
Really? I feel like if you have a gun in your house, that would be some like your moment. The reason you bought the gun in the first place is to kill somebody that comes into your house unwarranted.
I don't want to shoot someone.
Finally, the moment has arrived.
Plus, Tyson, if he's high on something like crystal meth, I could shoot him every bullet with my gun.
Indestructible.
Or Flocka.
With a freaking chainsaw. Or Flocka. He cuts off my head and starts nibbling on it. It's going to be
I just feel like a guy coming up Denver's dream. Is that incorrect of me to think?
Well, no, I think it is incorrect because what you're doing, if you shoot someone on your porch with a chainsaw, that's a ton of paperwork and police interviews. And I don't think it's worth it. All that paperwork is worth shooting someone. Yeah. Plus now you got people knocking on your door with swords, trying to challenge you, you know, so you'll be the guy that takes you down.
Once you become the big dog, once you become the alpha dog, like, everybody wants a piece of you.
Yeah, you're making.
And then once you become the alpha dog, some homeless guy grabs you, and then you got to go on the Iditarod. It's terrible.
So, yeah.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just not a good thing.
Okay. All right. Well, great news AFing today. Can you guys see me anymore? Did I lose my picture?
We lost you.
Okay. That I think that dog poop from YouTube might have eaten my picture, everybody. So I'm very sorry to say that. Hopefully you can still hear me fine.
I can hear you fine.
Okay. All right. So that being said, do we have a hashtag for today? Did we come up with anything good? Look, we came up with a lot.
Yeah. Robots, we love you.
Mm.
You heard it here. Robots, we love you. You heard it here first.
We welcome our robot overlords.
Okay. So what is it? Robots, we love you. We stand with robots. No robot tax.
Yeah, we stand.
No robot tax. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right, that's good. Hashtag no robot tax. We got to start the movement on that. Yeah. Cut those robot taxes. Read my lips. No new robot taxes.
It's going to be weird when we hear a president say that.
None.
Then we'll know that it's all over.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, Trump has not commented on robot taxes yet, so we'll see. Maybe in the State of the Union.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's definitely. Don't think that it's not the number one thing on Donald Trump's mind.
It could. He could tweet about it at any moment, so we'll see.
You just don't know.
We don't know. Okay. All right. So fun stuff today, of course. Tyson, are you able to give us any reviews on the road, or should we wait till next week?
But for some reason, the most recent reviews it's pulling up are from last August.
It's weird.
So I can read an oldie but goodie.
Okay. If you have a classic.
I have a classic. And this one we've read before.
Okay.
A++ AF 5 stars by Jay Runtz. I didn't know what I didn't know, but thanks to News AF, now I know.
Yeah,
oh, I love it.
A throw pillow with that inscription on it.
Rachel's actually working on a doily style thing with that.
She have a thimble?
Crocheted into it.
Yeah, she needs one.
Yeah, we bought a pack of 20.
Whoa.
Oh, she's got one for every finger and every...
Monopoly at Tyson's house coming up. Okay. All right, well, great stuff. Of course, big thanks to News AF intern Lita, who does a great job compiling the news stories every week, and to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. You can subscribe to the News AF podcast on iTunes and leave us your feedback. NewsAF.news is where you could do all of that. And, of course, you could leave us your feedback, comments on robhasawebsite.com. All right, so until next week, thank you so much, Danny, at Danny Bryson. Danny, anything else today?
No, that's it. For now, we just topped off with the cherry.
All right, Tyson.
I just want to thank the robots one more time.
Yes.
Thank you, robots. We love you.
Thank you so much, robots.
We're glad that you're alive. Yeah.
Yeah. No taxes for you. No taxes for the robots. Don't forget us when you guys take over. Okay. All right. Tyson is on Twitter and many other social networks at Tyson Apostle. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.